We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here, especially having been off a Sunday due to the storm last week. We thank the Lord for His protection and provision. In our calls to worship, we're going to begin a walkthrough of the book of Ruth. I tell you, we went through Esther recently, and I've been reading through Ruth again, and I tell you, it's a wonderful book, especially, I think, for young people, to see how God can work in your life and take you from what seems like a very bitter and difficult situation, losing your spouse, and how God can bring someone back into your life and allow you to be used of God, be delivered from your sin, but be delivered unto God. And that's the story of Ruth. She was a pagan. She had married a Jewish man. He died. And she had nothing left. And she goes with her mother-in-law. She learns of her God and desires to know more. And then she becomes a believer. And God begins to work in her life, and she becomes a part of the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you talk about a fantastic, wonderful story, but I want to tell you, the Bible's full of those kind of stories. Amen? And God is working even this hour in hearts and lives to bring about circumstances, to direct His will here upon the earth. And so I think there's much that we can learn. I want to go right to verse 6 this morning. And I want to read this. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law. Now, this is after she's lost her husband. Naomi has lost her husband. And Ruth and Orpah have lost their husbands. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited His people in giving them bread. Now, where had He visited His people? Back in the land of promise. It wasn't like that God had visited His people in Moab. God visited His people in Israel and had given them. That word visited appears over and over again, both in the Old and New Testaments. And it's used both in a good context and a bad context. Here, it's used in a good context. But it's a reminder to Naomi. This bitterness that's in her life, the losing of her husband and her two sons, are related to the fact that they left the place of the covenant, the place of promise, and they left to pursue, to have food and all those things, and God had dealt harshly with them. And when the word came back that God had visited Israel back there, where does she want to go now? She wants to go back where they were before in order to have the blessing of God in her life. God visited Israel. His presence and His power was being performed there. Now, this is such an important lesson. So many times we think that somehow we're missing out. Remember how this all started in the book of Ruth? It all started when there was a famine in the land, and they heard that there was food where? In Moab. There was no dependence upon God. There was no seeking God's face. Lord, would you meet our needs here? It was, we're going to Moab. They've got food down there. Now, we all look at that and say, that's just natural. That's what the natural person does. But that was not what God's people were to do. During this whole time they're down in Moab, the people in Israel have food. God's taking care of them. God had visited them while they were down in Moab, and they missed out on that visitation. And when they heard about it, she says, you know what? We're going to go back. Listen, where God can bless you is in the center of His will. If you go outside that, the only way you're going to get blessed is not for Him to move over where you are, but for what? You to get back over here where He is. And this is forgotten in the church today. It's so sad. It's forgotten. Oh, God, you've got to come over here and help us over here. Well, you left God over here. Why don't you get back to Him? This is the whole purpose of the book of Ruth. It's a return back to where God can work. And every chapter, there's more and more of God working. More and more of God working in Naomi's life. More and more of God working in Ruth's life. Did Orpah get to have that blessing? No. What was her choice? To stay in Moab with her gods, with her people, doing her thing. And she missed out on the glories. But Ruth desired to go back with Naomi, where God was working. And she got the blessing. And oh, what a blessing it is. When we think of Ruth, we think of the line of Jesus Christ. She got to have a role and be a part of that because she desired to go where God was working. We need to have that same thought in mind as we come. We've come together today because we desire for God to work in our hearts and lives. And we pray that God's Spirit will use the Word of God in our hearts and lives today.